So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be called Independence Day.
Okay, so like a historical drama based around the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
No, like a sci-fi action movie based around America kicking alien butt.
Oh!
And the aliens going pew 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 pew!
With the spaceships?
With their frickin' spaceships, sir!
Oh, hell yeah! Get out of here, history!
Yeah. So at the beginning of the movie, we're gonna see this big shadow starting to cover the moon.
That's not good. The moon is pretty close to Earth.
It is, so then down on Earth, humans, they start to notice. They're like, whoa, this thing is huge. It's like a quarter of the size of the moon.
And they only discover this once it reached the moon?
Somehow, yes, that's right. And then we're gonna start to meet the characters of the movie.
Okay, and who are these characters?
We're gonna be following the president, Thomas Whitmore, the first lady, Marilyn, the president's advisor, Constance, her ex-husband, David, his father, Julius, a pilot, Captain Hiller, his wife, Jasmine, who's a stripper, also her son, also an alcoholic crop duster, pilot Russell and his whole family.
Wow, that's a lot of people. You gonna have enough time for character development?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. We're just gonna assign them each a broad stereotype and kind of roll with that.
That works for me.
Anyway, so these aliens, they set up a bunch of massive flying saucers directly over popular landmarks.
Why do they do that?
Because it's gonna look cool in the trailer.
Oh, I'm glad that these aliens are considerate of our marketing strategies.
And this guy, David, he realizes that all these ships are communicating and coordinating using our satellites.
The high-tech aliens don't have better means of communication?
Well, we're gonna find out that they're telepathic, but they're gonna use our satellites.
Why?
So David can pick up on it and the movie can happen.
That works.
And he's gonna find out that they plan to attack in 6 hours.
6 hours? Why the long wait?
So the humans have a bit of time to prepare and the movie can happen.
That works.
So then the aliens do attack and they destroy a bunch of cities and there's gonna be a bunch of crazy action.
Yeah, what kind of action are we talking?
Well, a bunch of landmarks are gonna blow up. Jasmine's gonna be in an exploding tunnel and her dog are just barely gonna make it into a little doorway and avoid the fireball.
Fire can't go through doorways?
No, it can't. I mean, fire doesn't have eyes, so it doesn't see them turn the corner.
And the intense heat doesn't affect them, or the lack of oxygen? Doesn't fire use oxygen? Isn't that how fire works?
Oh, you said fireworks. That's fun.
Oh, fireworks are tight. I forgot what I asked you.
Yeah, same here. All I could think of are fireworks now.
Same here. So what else happens?
Well, David and his father, they're gonna end up with the president and his staff.
Okay.
And David's father is gonna be like, hey, what about Area 51? Didn't you guys find aliens or something? And the president's gonna be like, yeah, no, that never happened.
Oh, bummer.
But then the Secretary of Defense, he's gonna be like, actually, no, yeah, we did find some aliens there, and a spaceship, too.
If he knew about that, why didn't he mention that as soon as aliens arrived?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So they head over to Area 51, and this wacky scientist guy, he's like, yeah, this spaceship has been acting up for the past 24 hours. It's kind of crazy.
And nobody informed the White House?
They didn't, no.
Well, okay, then.
Oh, also, we're gonna have this big battle between fighter jets and spaceships, and that guy, Captain Hiller, he's gonna be right in the thick of it.
Very, very cool.
And his best friend's gonna be killed, so he's gonna be super emotional about that for like an entire shot.
Wow, yeah, gotta give the guy some time to grieve, for sure.
And then he's gonna be chased around by an alien spaceship, and he's gonna manage to make it crash.
Very exciting.
And then the alien ship opens up, and an alien pops out, and he punches it right in the exoskeleton and knocks it out for several hours somehow.
Wow.
And he looks at the alien, and he's like, welcome to Earth.
That's a good line.
And then he grabs a cigar, and he's like, now that's what I call a close encounter. This guy's got a bunch of jokes.
His friend just died.
Yeah, he's got a ton of jokes. So then he brings the alien over to Area 51.
Okay.
And so people start dissecting the alien, but then it kills a bunch of people and it mind controls the main scientist guy.
Oh, interesting. So it's gonna attempt some kind of clever escape where it pretends to be the scientist? That's gonna be cool.
Yeah. But no, it's not gonna do that. Instead, it's just gonna be like, release me.
Oh, yeah, okay, different strategy.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, release me, you're all gonna die. And so the humans, they shoot it dead.
I mean, I don't know what the alien was expecting on that one.
Yeah, hard to say. So then Captain Hiller, he borrows a helicopter and he goes to pick up his wife, who, as it turns out, is hanging out with the First Lady.
Well, it's gonna be hard for him to find them in the midst of a destroyed city.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he finds them.
Oh, are they signaling to him through the darkness somehow or something?
No, he just lands right in front of them and he finds them.
Oh, well, I mean, okay, great.
So anyway, then that David guy, he figures out a plan for defeating the aliens.
Oh, and what's his plan?
He wants to give them a computer virus on their mothership.
Oh, a computer virus?
Yep, because as you know, computers are capable of literally anything, and all their operating systems are the same, and they're made of magic.
Oh, I am well aware that computers can do anything. Isn't that right, computer?
That is correct, producer guy. Would you like a hamburger? Here is a hamburger.
Maybe later. I'm all good for now, computer. Thanks.
No worries. You just let me know, okay?
So what happens next?
Well, they let all the other countries know what their plan is, and all the other countries are like, finally, the Americans have a plan.
All other countries are helpless.
I was actually surprised in my research that there are actually, you know, other countries.
I was also quite shocked when I found that out last week.
Pretty crazy.
So how do they plan on getting this virus onto the alien computer?
Well, they have this old ship from the 1950s, and Captain Hiller, he saw the aliens flying once.
Oh, that's right, he saw them fly once, so he could totally pilot that thing.
Obviously.
So he and David, they head up to space with the computer virus.
This is all making a ton of sense.
It sure is, sir. So they head up to the mothership, and they're let right in.
And the fact that they show up on a decades-old missing ship doesn't raise any red flags?
It doesn't, no.
Fantastic.
So then down on Earth, there's this massive dogfight around this big alien ship.
Seems kind of irrelevant to the story. What are the dogs fighting about?
No, these are actually humans inside jets fighting aliens in spaceships.
Oh, okay, yeah. Don't even show the dogs, I say.
Yeah, sure. Okay, good idea, sir. So then the humans, they all run out of missiles, except for that crop duster guy, Russell.
Okay.
And his missile gets jammed, so he flies right into the ship, into a weak spot, and he's like, I'm back.
What?
Because he had been abducted by aliens, like, years before, and they did weird stuff to his butt, probably.
Oh, so you do have character development.
Yeah, I guess I do.
I love it.
So then Captain Hiller and David, they get back down to Earth, and they have cigars, and they have women, and everything worked out.
Well, millions of people died, though, right?
Yes, but America.
That's a good point.
So what do you think of the movie?
Well, other than that weird dog moment you tried to squeeze in, I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And I mean, someday, if we're really, really desperate for ideas, we could find a way to make a sequel. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.